It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. It is a birthday for Donnie Wahlberg today, who turns 53 years old. He's an actor now in a whole bunch of things. He was in The Sixth Sense, Ransom, Blue Bloods since 2010. But a while ago, he was in a little band called New Kids on the Block. It's like Hanging Tough, Step by Step. I don't know. I just don't know if he's proud of that time or doesn't want to talk about that time or what, you know, how he feels about his time in New Kids on the Block. But he was a member, and they were really successful. He's also now married to Jenny McCarthy. Donnie Wahlberg, 53 years old today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us. Adam Millsap with us now, Senior Fellow for Economic Opportunity Issues at Stand Together. He's also taught economics at Florida State University, Clemson, George Mason. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show, Adam.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So this in the so-called Inflation Reduction Act signed into law yesterday by President Biden. One way you know it's not going to do anything about inflation, Adam, is that no one calls it the Inflation Reduction Act anymore now that it's been passed. It's a health care bill. It's a tax bill. It's a climate change bill. But it's certainly not any kind of Inflation Reduction Act, even though it's called the Inflation Reduction Act. Will it, in fact, do anything to address our high rates of inflation?
Yeah, that's a great point. I don't think so. I think the only person calling it the Inflation Reduction Act and who thinks it will actually reduce inflation is Biden himself. But when you look at the Congressional Budget Office, the Penn-Warren budget model out of the University of Pennsylvania, both of those found that it's unlikely to reduce inflation, may even increase inflation in the short term, but unlikely to have any big price relief for consumers today.
And I've asked a few people about this, and I'm not saying they were wrong. We get the same answer. But we hear about tax hikes or income reductions in the future for people making less than $400,000, which the president promised would not happen. And there are no, as I said, there are no explicit tax hikes. It doesn't say in the bill that tax rate on the people making $50,000 will go from X to Y. So when we say that people are going to be paying more who make less than $400,000, what do we mean?
Yeah, so the Joint Committee on Taxation found that, you know, taxes are going to go up. The tax burden will go up for consumer, for people making less than $400,000. A lot of it's through these indirect taxes. So first of all, anytime you tax businesses, the taxes are ultimately paid by people. So either consumers in the form of higher prices, workers in the form of lower wages, or shareholders in the form of lower returns. So the 15% minimum book tax that they implemented on large corporations, that's going to affect some workers and consumers of those companies. So it is, in fact, going to raise prices or lower wages for people making under $400,000 a year. Then you have all of these tax credits in place for electric vehicles and all kinds of energy, furnishings to people's homes and things like that. And those may actually increase prices in the short run because there's no bill that does anything about the supply side of the economy. Mm-hmm. So you're basically juicing demand, subsidizing demand, but not doing anything to make it easier to build or less costly to build any of this stuff. And so when that happens, you're actually going to have prices potentially go up, and consumers could be facing higher prices in the near term for some of this stuff.
So if we were serious about addressing inflation, what would be the way to go about doing so?
Ultimately, the Fed has to get the money supply under control. Inflation is too much money chasing too few goods. So they're trying to do their part by raising interest rates. But things that the federal government could do would be, again, to boost the supply side. If you can create more goods, then that also puts downward pressure on inflation because now you have more goods to go with all that money. So supply side reforms like reforming permitting, there's supposedly going to be a tack along bill to this bill that Schumer promised Manchin that would reduce permitting and make it easier to build things in this country, energy and things like that. We'll see if that actually happens. I don't know what the incentive is for Schumer to actually follow through with that, but that was the kind of stuff we needed the first time. Permitting, make it easier to do nuclear and geothermal and wind, solar, oil, gas. We need it all, and nothing in the bill really does any of that.
And that is, you allude to this, that's a side deal that Joe Manchin apparently made with Chuck Schumer to secure his vote. But I've heard a few rumbles out there that Democrats are not going to be so amenable to going along with any sort of side deal that Joe Manchin made with Chuck Schumer. Permitting reforms, cutting the amount of red tape when it comes to dropping energy costs, how much of a difference can that make?
I mean, in the short term, not a lot. I mean, it takes time to bring energy onto the grid, right? I mean, drilling a well takes time, you know, putting in geothermal stations, rebuilding nuclear plants, all this stuff takes time. So I wouldn't expect it to have any effect on prices, you know, in the next like 6 months or a year or anything like that. But long term, it could bring down costs dramatically if we had more energy. And it would help that we didn't have to deal with this kind of energy inflation again, right? It decreases the chances that we have to deal with this kind of spike again. Plus, it insulates us from, you know, having to import energy from you know, despotic regimes, Russia. We don't really want to interact with China when it comes to our energy supply. So it would insulate us from a geopolitical standpoint as well from dealing with some of these bad actors. So it wouldn't help inflation immediately, but 5, 6, 7 years from now, prices could be dramatically lower for consumers if we'd engage in that permitting reform.
Adam Millsap is with us with Stand Together. You can find him on Twitter at @AA_Millsap and aamillsap.com. The kind of inflation we're seeing, we've got about 60 seconds here, Adam, the kind of inflation we're seeing is not like we've seen for 40 years, going back to the early 1980s. What are things to watch for, look for, if inflation continues at the current pace?
Yeah, so like I said, hopefully the Fed can do, they're raising interest rates, so hopefully they can bring it down. That creates other kind of pressures on interest rates. You know, mortgage rates are going up now, car loan rates are going up. So I think right now, I don't anticipate inflation dropping significantly. Even if there was no inflation for the rest of the year-over-year inflation would still be over 6%. So we're still facing much higher prices than we were just a year ago, and that's going to be the case, regardless of how quickly the inflation comes down in the near term. So I would advise consumers to buckle up. Expect, you know, prices to keep increasing 5, 6, 7% year over year for the next 6, 7, 8, you know, 9 months. And, you know, try to save their money the best they can and economize when they can. But I don't anticipate prices coming down for, you know, a couple years at this point.
Adam Millsap, Senior Fellow for Economic Opportunity Issues at Stand Together. Adam, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve, this Wednesday edition of the Steve Gruber Show.